It's time for the OTC Bulletin Board Wrap-Up for Friday, September 13th, 2002. Listen up! 3 out of 4 of the stocks featured on our last edition closed out today in the green. You know what that means? Our listeners make money. In Friday's microcap action, the mill expands London facility and opens New York operation using Chiron. SunPower announces appointment of CEO. Uranium Power Corporation says a drill testing program is underway at Athabasca Oil Prospect in Alberta. Back with the details right after this. Given current stock market conditions, I'll bet you probably thought legitimate ground floor investment opportunities were gone forever. Well, friends, check out International Broadcasting Corporation, ticker symbol IBCS. This tiny undiscovered company is an online content provider, a huge industry. According to an August report by the Online Publishers Association, U.S. consumers spent $675 million on online content in 2001. That's a 92% spending level increase in 1 year. The top two categories are business content and entertainment, and IBCS is focused exclusively on these areas. IBCS provides that financial content and both an online pay-per-view and subscription-based on-demand movie system. So check out International Broadcasting Corporation while it's still, undiscovered. IBCS is publicly traded and listed on the OTC Bulletin Board. And remember, investing is risky and you could lose some or all of your investment. So before investing, you should consult your financial advisor. This has been a paid announcement from IBCS. On Friday, the volume was dismal as roughly 526.8 million shares changed hands on the OTC Bulletin Board. Decliners beat advancers by a margin of 610 to 563. 496 issues remained unchanged. The major stock indices closed out the week mixed, with the Dow in the red on an earnings warning from Honeywell. The NASDAQ advanced slightly on the strength of gains in Intel and Adobe Systems. The NASDAQ, which owns the OTC Bulletin Board, closed out the day at 1291.40. That's up 11.72 points, or slightly less than 1%. Chiron Corporation, ticker symbol CYRO, announced that The Mill, the Oscar-winning Soho-based facility, has purchased ProBel infrastructure equipment for their headquarters in London and for their recently opened New York operation. Installing a combination of Eclipse, Freeway and Axis routers, together with an Aurora control system, Icon modular products, standard and customized control panels, the ProBel system seamlessly integrates with legacy equipment to provide The Mill with a total flexible and user-friendly solution. Chiron Corporation is a developer of industry-standard broadcast solutions ranging from on-air graphics to automation and signal processing and distribution. CYRO closed out the day at 27 cents. That's up 2 cents or 8%. 19,900 shares changed hands. Sun Power Corporation, ticker symbol SNPW, announced the appointment of Finley B. Foster to the position of President and Chief Executive Officer to be effective October 1, 2002. Foster has over 30 years of experience in management of energy and high-technology public and private companies. He has broad experience in developing and growing profitable companies through critical stages of development while building successful management teams and business strategies. SunPower apparently holds patents and prototypes for a portfolio of breakthrough technologies that utilize focused solar mirror and unfocused solar ground blanket technology to produce hydrogen and water. The company's slogan is, "Harvesting the power of the sun to produce water, fuel, and energy for the environmental benefit of future generations." SNPW closed out the day at 72 cents. That's up 2 cents or 3%. 63,200 shares changed hands. Uranium Power Corporation, ticker symbol URMP, reports that its Canadian operating subsidiary, Anhydride Petroleum of Canada, has engaged a service rig company to re-enter the Athabasca Oil Prospect's 7-32 well. Bill Bowden of British Enterprises will oversee drilling operations. The necessary equipment and field crews will be mobilized as of September 16, 2002. URMP closed out the day at 29 cents. That's up a penny or 3.5%. 132,500 shares changed hands. Well, that's it for this edition of the OTC Bulletin Board Wrap-Up from the OTCBB News Network. For more high-powered microcap business news designed to make you money, sign up for the premium service by clicking on the link in the directory at www.otcbbnn.com. The network is owned by International Broadcasting Corporation, also traded on the OTC Bulletin Board, ticker symbol IBCS. Until next time, for the over-the-counter Bulletin Board News Network, I'm Steve Hartman.